This country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
We're back. It's Money Talks.
Where is that sound bite from?
Scarface.
Is that from Scarface?
Tony Montana. Yeah. Cuban drug lord. Yeah.
In the
all I have in this world.
Okay, Gene. So we got a Lena from Marietta says, how do profit sharing plans work? I interviewed with an employer who touted it's a good benefit, but I don't know how they really affect me. So a profit sharing plan on the technical side is what's called a defined contribution plan and is generally contributed to by your employer. In effect, you won't have to put any money in. So if the company has a good year, the employer will put money in on your behalf. It's got to be equal in the eyes of the law, and there's a couple of games that can be played on the employer's part. So, you know, some more money can go to older people, more mature people, less money to the younger people. Depends on how the calculation is.
It gets put in a savings account for you.
Yes.
In your name. Tax-free?
It's not necessarily in her name.
If she works her X period of time.
Well, so there can be a vesting schedule. So
okay.
You could be fully vested or they can cliff vest, which can take up to 6 years, you know, 0% the first year, 20% every year thereafter, and then you're 100% vested.
So, for example, if I said we're going to take 10% of the profits
mm-hmm.
and we're going to put it into a profit-sharing plan.
Right.
For me, as the owner of the business, it's tax deductible to me, I would assume.
It is.
It is. And it would go in all the employees under some configuration for them. And they
yes.
may, and that be,
yes.
might not just be right in their name that day. But
right.
but they get a statement and said $1,000 was put in your
yes.
profit sharing plan.
Correct.
And then the rules would be is that could sit there and it be invested,
yep.
and it grows and everything else like that.
Right.
I can't go back in and grab it if I have a bad year, can I?
No.
All right. So it sits in there on that basis. And then I may say, in order for you to collect 100% of this, you have to stay with me 5 years.
Yes.
I pay this to you as an incentive to maintain your employment because you're a valuable employee.
Right.
So it's a plus.
Absolutely.
I would ask how much has the average contribution been made for somebody in my position?
Right. And have there been any years where it was not made?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise me a bit if it was 08 and 09.
Yeah. And that would be perfectly acceptable. If it's a terrible year in the business, that's it. Can they pull the money out anytime they want it?
No.
After it's vested?
No. Generally, only when you are terminated. Your employment is terminated. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Either way, the employment is terminated. And or you generally, if the plan document allows, you can take a loan.
Okay. It's sort of like if you're in a plan, there's a 401k plan in your
right.
business. You can borrow against that also.
Right.
Okay. It's a benefit.
It is.
The company does not have to offer that to you. It's a benefit. And you may argue that I would rather be paid up front in terms of salary or whatever, and I would accept a job that doesn't have a profit sharing. Because it pays me more.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's a pretty simple decision, and I think too many people don't think it's important. But, boy, you get in with a young company that's growing, that profit sharing can be pretty meaningful to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Makes sense to me. All right. All right. Listen, how can people get questions to us?
1-855-429-9166 or drgene@hensler.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Go to our website.
Website, Hensler.com, HENSSLER.com.
Anything else?
Passenger
Twitter,
pigeon.
Tweet, whatever. What else is there, Bill?
You come by and put a sticky note on the bull and the bear out front.
Can you Skype us?
Yes,
no, not yet.
Not yet.
It's coming. It's coming. Maybe it'll Skype us. All right. Marlena from Canton. I said, I can pay my student loans, but I qualify for a reduction. Do I pay as is or reduce loan payments and build up savings and investments?
Well, I'm a cash flow kind of guy. So generally, if you can extend your payments while you're going to pay more in interest over that period of time, generally starting out after you've graduated and you have your student loans, cash flow matters more. So I think I would build up my savings.
Yeah, and also, too, when she says qualify for a reduction, I remember when I had loans going, this is back in the Stone Age.
Well, when she
every year that you teach, they forgive some principal, too.
Well, they do have those programs, but what I believe she is referring to is that she can kind of refinance it. Mm-hmm. They're offering to basically just extend the loan, which lowers the payments. There's an awful lot of, and Shauna Theriault, who's a CPA and CFP in our firm, specializes in this particular area, and she's been able to help quite a few people reduce their payments. Yes, interest is higher, but...
Is the rate higher?
They take an I forget how the math works, but they take an average of what your outstanding loans are, and there's some restrictions as to what you can do, but you know, a lot of times when you're fresh out of college or just a few years out, you know, a couple $100 a month makes a difference.
Well, and also the couple $100, if you put it into your IRA, is tax deductible.
True.
So it gives you some bang for your buck.
Yep.
Is student loan interest deductible?
Up to $2,500.
So some of it's deductible also, and that's like a home loan, which is deductible.
Yeah.
So it's put pencil to paper.
I mean, my suspicion is the interest rates are pretty low. Given, I mean, again, I don't know how old this person is and how long she's had the loans, but interest rates have been low for a while. So why wouldn't I want to lock in that low interest rate given, I'm telling you, you can feel it coming.
Yeah. Well, and that means mom and dad, if you got some kids out there, you might want to check and see if they're eligible for this and talk to them about it.
Absolutely. Anyhow. And if you need some help, obviously you can call Shauna, 770-429-9166.
Yep. Okay.
I'm telling you, you're right, it's coming. The Fed's going to raise rates before the middle of 2015.
Well, she warned about it in testimony yesterday.
Well, I think it's – I mean, the inflation is
– It's there.
It's bad.
It's there.
The problem with the inflation today is, given the real estate division that we have, is that it's very hard to get contractors to show up.
Yeah.
And when that starts happening, you can call it wage spiral, baby.
Yeah.
You're going to start having it.
And that's that long-term stuff.
That is. That's what killed us in the 70s.
I read something about hedonic adjustments today, saying that when the quality of a product improves, they adjust the amount of
yes.
the price by. That's ridiculous.
Yes, they do.
Just because there's more calories in my bag of chips?
No.
Higher quality?
The idea would be of that is if somebody charged you a dollar when they first came out with wash and wear dress shirts.
Yeah.
If they charge you a dollar more than that, that was actually a reduction in cost because you didn't have to go to the dry cleaners. So there's all sorts of subjective stuff that goes on inside there, Teddy.
Yeah.
That the government makes the decision on?
Yes. Yeah.
And we trust this particular government?
No. No. Not at all.
I'm just asking.
All right. I got a question from Arnie for you, Teddy. I was doing some research on another topic and thought Canada might be a good place to invest.
Mm-hmm.
Can I invest in Canada's market just like here?
Yeah, you can. I mean, Canada, there are many. There's an ETF for Canada, iShares. I'll get the symbol
for you. Can I actually buy a Canadian stock listed on Toronto Exchange?
Yes, you can. Most large Canadian companies, and if Potash comes to mind here, they have dual listing, meaning they trade on the New York Stock Exchange and the Toronto Stock Exchange. And the beautiful thing about that is you can buy it on both exchanges. She asked a question about diversity. Yes, it is good a diversification metric, but not as much as other countries. Canada has like almost 80% correlation with the U.S. It's our largest trading partner. So while you can get diversity by investing in Canada, it's not as...
Also, Canada does not have the diversity of industries that the United States does. Mm-hmm. It's basically, they've got the banking, which we like a lot because they're the rules, but their extractive industry, that's lumber, timber,
financial,
oil...
materials, and energy. That's 75% of their sectors.
Yeah.
And then healthcare, technology, and I think consumer discretionaries is only 30% of their...
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean,
it's rather low. It's not as diversified economy as the United States, but there's no reason to buy that. But be careful. If you buy in the Toronto Exchange, you've got to sell them either. You expose yourself to exchange rate risk, where you don't if you buy an ETF here in this country.
Yep, or an ADR.
Or an ADR. Very good. All right. Why don't we take a break here? We're talking this international finance bill, something you don't understand, but we'll get back to it.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.